Blog Talk Radio. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. I have read to you in its entirety Psalm 67, an invocation that is an appeal to a higher power, and doxology, that is a hymn of praise to God. So Psalm 67 is a hymn of praise to God. See, let us have a word of prayer to our God, to our Heavenly Father. But this beautiful day here in Detroit, Michigan, our Father God, thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We sheep come thanking you for all that you've given us. And I personally thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. Although this past Tuesday, I think a tree limb fell on some person's car or vehicle. But nonetheless, you kept the flooding and all those other natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. And I am appreciative, and I thank you with my whole heart. Thank you for sending your son and the prophets to give us instructions as to how we should get into your kingdom, to your paradise. Thank you, Father God, for giving us sane, sound minds, and me personally, courage to do what I'm doing right now on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for that. And I ask that you also give courage to the ones that you have called and they are still afraid to do what you have told them to do. And, of course, you do not tell us to do anything bad. Thank you for your giving us good health, family, love, patience. And, Lord God, you know I need a financial blessing for giving us wealth, education, and prosperity in all things. I thank you. We thank you and praise you. In your son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you for joining me this Thursday morning. I want you to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen or pencil, your paper or notebook, and, of course, a cold glass of water, in which case I forgot mine. Forgot to do that for myself today. But nonetheless, thank you for listening. And what I want you to do now is follow me to the book of Isaiah. We're going to pick up reading in the book of Isaiah chapter 20, where we left off this past Tuesday. Now, when I read chapter 18 this past Tuesday, and it talked about in chapter 18, verse 2, it talked about a nation tall and smooth of skin, a terrible people from their beginning, a nation powerful and treading down. And, of course, I tell you that treading down means to walk over. So I'm wondering, who are these people? And what happened since I was wondering and I was asking, I was praying in my mind, who are these people? And the word Germany or Germans popped in my mind. So what I don't have the use of my computer just yet. What I want you sheep to do is go and look up Visigoths, that's spelled V-I-S-I-G-O-T-H-S, from from history many years ago. There was a kingdom of Visigoths, and they were located off the Mediterranean Sea. And I'm thinking that the swift messengers were sent to the Visigoths to help them, because, as you know, I'm thinking that there is going to be destruction. And I read it to you in chapter 17 that Damascus is not going to be anymore. It's going to cease from being the city. And I'm thinking that it's the Visigoths who are going to help Israel in that matter. I don't think it has happened yet, but I'm thinking that it will happen. And I'm thinking that the Visigoths are going to be behind that for the German people. But that's just my thinking. Let's read what God has to say, and we'll go from there. Isaiah chapter 20, verse 1. And before I start, Father, please allow me to read all of it. Chapters 20, 21, and 22. This day, amen. Let's read. In the year that Tarkan came to Ashdod, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him, and he fought against Ashdod and took it. So Tarkan took Ashdod for the king of Assyria. Verse 2. At that time, God spoke by Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saying, "Go and remove the sackcloth from your body and take your sandals off your feet." And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. And I want you to remember that a sackcloth is a cloth that is made of black goat's hair. It's a garment worn by mourners. Verse 3. Then God said, "Just as my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign and a wonder." So walking barefoot for 3 years is a sign and a wonder against Egypt and Ethiopia. Verse 4. "So shall the king of Assyria leave as prisoners and the Ethiopians as captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, with their buttocks uncovered to the shame of Egypt. Then they shall be afraid and ashamed. Ethiopia, their expectation," and I'm thinking that's their appearance, "and Egypt, their glory." They are ashamed. Verse 6. "And the inhabitants of this territory will say in that day, 'Surely such is our expectation.'" That is, their expectation is to be captives, young and old, naked and barefoot. "Where we flee for help to deliver from the king of Assyria, and how shall we escape?" Let's read on. We're going to start with chapter 21 right now. The fall of Babylon proclaimed. Verse 1. "The burden against the wilderness of the sea, and the whirlwind in the south passed through. So it comes from the desert, from a terrible land, a distressing vision." Distress means a worrying vision. "Is declared," and declared means to be revealed to me. "The treacherous dealer deals treacherously." Now, a treacherous person is someone who betrays your trust, and the looters plunder. "Go up, O Elam. Besiege." Besiege means to encircle or to trap. "Besiege, O Medea. All is sigh." All is sigh, you know, like when you saw sigh, that's an audible breath. As an example, "I have made to cease." The sign he's saying he's made to cease. Verse 3. "Therefore, my loins are filled with pain." And this when he's talking about his loins, I'm thinking that he's talking about his groins, his male body part. Pangs, P-A-N-G-S. Those are a sudden sharp pain, have taken hold of me, like the pangs, P-A-N-G-S, of a woman in labor. I was distressed when I heard it. I was dismayed. Dismayed here means troubled when I saw it. My heart wavered. That means his heart started quivering. It trembled. Fearfulness frightened me. The night for which I longed, he turned into fear for me. Prepare the table. Set a watchman in the tower. Eat and drink. Arise, you prince. That's more than one. And a prince is a male. He's made up of royalty. A male prince, P-R-I-N-C-E with the S. He's talking about more than one. He tells them, arise, you prince. Anoint. Anoint means the oil, the shears, the shield. For this has God said to me, go, set a watchman. Let him declare. Declare means to make a statement and let him say what he sees. And he saw a chariot with a pair of horsemen, a chariot of donkeys, a chariot of camels. And he listened diligently with great care. Then he cried, a lion, my lord. Now, a lord can be anyone who has authority over you. Again, verse 8, then he cried, a lion, my lord, I stand continually on watchtower in daytime. I have sat at my post every night. I look, here comes a chariot of men with a pair of horsemen. Then he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, is fallen, and the carved images of her gods he has broken to the ground. Oh, my threshing. A threshing, that's like when you beat or separate seeds from a growing plant, a plant of grain. Verse 10, O my threshing and the grain of my floor, that which I have heard from the Lord God of Israel, I have declared to you. Now, we're about to read verse 11 to verses 17, and it talks about the proclamation against Edom, E-D-O-M, or the prophecy against Edom. The burden against Dumar, he calls out. Excuse me, let's start again, verse 11. The burden against Dumar, he caused to me out of Seir. Watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning comes and also the night. If you inquire, return, come back. Now, verse 13 is the proclamation against Arabia. The burden against Arabia. In the forest of Arabia, you will lodge. And lodge is like have a residency, whether it's a long stay or temporary stay. That's where you'll be residing or living. Oh, you traveling companies of Gittites, oh, inhabitants of the land of Tema, bring water to him who is thirsty with their bread. They met him who fled. Let me read that again. With their bread, they met him who fled. For they fled from the sword, from the drawn sword and the bent bow, and from the distress. Distress is sorrow of war. Verse 16, for this God has said to me, within a year, according to the year of a hired man, all glory of Kedar will fail. and the remainder of the number of archers, mighty men of the people of Kedar, will diminish. That means there will be less or a decrease. For God, for the Lord God of Israel has spoken it. Now, let's start reading chapter 22, the proclamation against Jerusalem. Verse 1, the burden is a heavy load. The burden against the Valley of Vision. So Jerusalem here, I'm thinking it's being called the Valley of Vision. What ails, or ails, another word, let's use troubles. What troubles you now that you have gone, that you have all gone up to the housetop? You who are full of noise, a tumultuous city. Tumultuous is another word for tumultuous is noisy. A joyous city. Your slain men are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle. Oh, all your rulers have fled together. You hear that? They left you. They are captured by archers. And what are archers? Archers are people or men with bow and arrow. And in today's armies now, they are women too. So an archer could be a woman. Let's pick up at verse 3. All who are found in you are bound. That means tied together. You have fled from afar. Therefore, I said, look away from me. I will weep bitterly. Do not labor to comfort me because of the plunderings of the daughter of my people. And to plunder, that means to take by force, to rob or steal, or take what you have. Verse 5, for it is a day of trouble and treading down. Again, that's walking over or trampling. A day of treading down and perplexity. Perplexity, that's like the inability to understand, or another word, confusion, by the Lord God of hosts in the Valley of Vision. So that's what's going to happen in Jerusalem. Breaking down the walls and the crying to the mountains. Elam bore the quivers, and a quiver is a case of arrows. And bore means carry. So let's read verse 6 again. Eli carries the quivers, and that again is a case of arrows, with chariots of men and horsemen. And Kia uncovered the shield. It shall come to pass that your choicest valleys shall be full of chariots, and the horsemen shall set themselves in array. Array means to be in order by arrangement at the gate. Verse 8, he removed the protection from Judah. You looked in that day to the armor of the house of the forest. And I read to you earlier in chapter 21, verse 13, I'm thinking they're talking about Arabia. Let's read it, verse 9. You also suffered damage to the city of David, that it was great, and you gathered together the waters of the lower pool. You numbered the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses you broke down to fortify. To fortify means to strengthen and to secure the wall. You also made a reservoir. A reservoir is an artificial lake between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but you did not look to its maker, nor did you have respect for him who fashioned it long ago. Fashioned it means to who made it long ago. Verse 12, and in that day the Lord God of hosts call for weeping and for mourning, for baldness and for girding the sackcloth, but instead joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Then it was revealed in my hearing that surely, let me read verse 14 again. Then it was revealed in my hearing by the God of hosts, surely this iniquity there will be no atonement for. That is, he's talking about for the instead of weeping and mourning, they were instructed to slay oxen and sheep, to eat and be merry and drink. For that sin, there is no atonement for that, and even to your death. And atonement means repentance or penance for that. God told them to call for weeping and sight and mourning, and they were told to eat and drink merry and be merry. Let's read verse 15, the judgment on Shebna. Verse 15. Then thus said the Lord God of hosts, go, proceed to this steward, to Shebna, who is over the house, and say, maybe it was Shebna who told them to eat, drink, and for tomorrow we die. Verse 16. Oh, let me tell you, a steward is one who manages over your assets, your property, your money, or whatever you have. Verse 16, what have you here? And whom have you here that you have hewn a sepulcher here? And to hew means to cut out a grave. He cut out a sepulcher. He cut out a grave for himself. As he who hews himself a sepulcher on high, who carves a tomb for himself in a rock. Indeed, God will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you. You will surely turn violent. I'm going to have to stop here, and I will come back at verse 18, Saturday morning, if it is God's will. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the things that you've done for us and that you're doing for us, especially protecting, your constant protection from the evil one who attacks us day and night. Thank you for keeping us away from him. In Jesus' name we pray. Remember, sheep, take God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will talk with you next time. Also, I want you to go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase this book by Dr. Reginald J. Eadie, How to Eat and Live Longer. Also, I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my two books, The Passing and The Broken Plant. When you go into Amazon.com, my name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A, and my last name is Harris. Each book costs $4.99. I want you all to purchase two books so that I can get money so that I can maybe purchase things that I want in this life. God loves you, so do I. Bye for now.